The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Live off the record, We Survive the Line is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Prince Masters, IRF Bank of Trust, Monterey Motors, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and Wendy's.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust that you are doing well. It's January 13th, 2026. Wow. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC channel 612. By the way, if you're calling from the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. So much happening in this beautiful little country of ours. So much. Last night, Minister of the Commonwealth of Bahamas, the Honorable Philip Davis, gave a national address. And in that national address, he indicated that he was primarily seeking to provide some relief in respect of affording the country. But he took some time to outline some of the accomplishments of his administration since taking office. And he noted that a great deal of work was being done to upskill the nation, and indicated that thousands of people are enrolled in the upskilling program. He indicated major expansion of the Bahamas Technical and Vocational Institute taking place. The training that's being done for young people to enter the new energy economy. He noted that the government had launched the nation's first ever national apprenticeship program. He mentioned the National Youth Guard that was started in his term, providing hundreds of young Bahamians job-ready skills while they trained to be ready to support us in times of emergency, he indicated. He indicated the provision of grants for fly fishing guides and entrepreneurs and increasing support for athletes. He mentioned the first performing arts school is now in session. He mentioned that new skills were being acquired by Bahamians in sustainable agriculture, marine engineering, cybersecurity, nursing, meteorology, emergency medicine, hospitality, and more. He mentioned investing in 21st century skills and infrastructure across the country. He mentioned that 14 new and expanded airports new roads and docks, renovated clinics, and two new hospitals. That's the, this is the statement. It didn't say we are building, we are built, we are doing. He said, the statement just, this is how it's, this is the complete sentence. 14 new and expanded airports, new roads and docks, and renovated clinics, and two new hospitals. He said that the government had undertaken the first nationwide comprehensive energy reform program. He mentioned that last summer was the first time, it was the first summer that anyone can remember no load shedding in New Providence. He said that there's new land reform laws moving forward. He mentioned that 216 conveyances have been made to families who waited generations for legal recognition of the land that belonged to them. He mentioned that they were replacing an outdated deed system with a modern land registry so Bahamians could claim, transfer, and protect what is theirs. He mentioned this had been done in Moores Island, Fox Hill, Bowtown, Marsh Harbor, and in communities across the country. And he indicated a lot of progress is finally in our country. And then the prime minister went on to say, in keeping with his main theme for the speech he said, which was addressing affordability, he indicated that in 2008 that the previous government had raised VAT from 7.5% to 12%, a 60% increase followed by a massive $2 billion drop in local consumer spending. I might have something to say about that in a little while. He said, unfortunately, that meant for many families and the economy and the fiscal situation, significant weakening and so forth. And then he talked about Dorian, and Category 5 hurricane, and Joaquin in 2015, and Mark in 2016 and Irma. He said $7.7 billion. That amount is what was lost on the basis of those hurricanes, according to the IDB. And then after some other, he talked about the downgrades turning to upgrades. He talked about having attracted $10 billion in new private sector investment. $10 billion in new private sector investment. The prime minister noted, including some of the most prestigious partners in the world, he indicated. There was no listing, but he indicated that. He says we're on the right track because the government is making the right policy choices under pressure, because international leaders and investors believe in them, because banks and our currency and our institutions held strong, because Bahamians are infinitely creative and resilient, said the prime minister. He then went on to say that the government had work to help families and local economies by their cutting VAT from 12 to 10%, paying out millions of dollars in stipends and arrears that have been held on hold to nurses, teachers, thousands of other Bahamians, signed 60 agreements. He said, so many people said we couldn't help people this way. We couldn't make these things happen, but he did. He went on to note that he wanted to address affordability, the affordability issue. He said that the catastrophic healthcare fund that had been established has allowed hundreds of Bahamians to receive life-changing or life-saving treatments and surgeries, that 44,000 Bahamians currently receive free medication from the National Prescription Drug Plan, and we just increased the number of medications which are covered from 72 to 142. We are also expanding eligibility so soon up to 160,000 Bahamians living with chronic conditions can access essential medicines at no cost. I find it interesting that the Prime Minister can use those numbers that way, 44,000 Bahamians, 160,000 Bahamians, and so forth. But then when it came to the catastrophic health care fund, he said hundreds of Bahamians have received life-changing or life-saving treatments. Why hundreds? Why can't we get a quota? Because that's a wonderful something. He says this is, he then went on to mention, after some time of talking, he mentioned that they cut VAT from 10% to 5% on food last year, and that he was announcing the reduction of VAT from 5% to 0% on those food items. He said that would apply to fresh fruits and vegetables, baby food, lunch snacks, frozen groceries, everything except prepared meals sold hot or ready to eat. Zero VAT. So for the most part, I suspect you won't have to pay VAT in the food stores. For the most part. For the most part. And that was the end of the speech. So I believe I covered the vast majority of the particular things that the PM mentioned. Did you listen? And if you did, what was your reaction to the PM's speech? What did you think? Did you agree with his assessment of all he and his administration have done? Do you agree with the impact he suggests is happening? He did note that some of these things take longer to kick in than others. Do you like and support the VAT reduction? Are you happy about that? Please text and let me know. You said, well, Shivago, we won't hear from you. You can hear from me, but I won't hear from you what you think. You can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can also call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says there were multiple power outages last year, some suspiciously during high usage periods. Said the Winton Power Station was overloaded on several occasions. The islands continue to experience weeks without power. Why do they try to tell us what we are experiencing when what we experienced didn't happen? Why are they trying to tell us what we experienced didn't happen, says this texter. This text says, good morning, Mr. Lang. I live in Southern Shores and have the purple voter's card. I haven't changed address in 29 years. I need to register. Shores, well, only if you vote last time, and then I'd have to check to see if Southern Shores had any changes. I don't think it did, but it depends on whether they had any changes or not. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. Let me come back. Tell me what you thought about the Prime Minister's national address. Did you listen? If you listened, did you catch it? Tell me, please. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, said you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
more money back in your pocket with a Fidelity debt consolidation loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity debt consolidation loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community, accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else, all to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shibarago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I started off talking about the PM's national address. You know, address by the Prime Minister, right? This is the head of the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas at a national address last night. And I'm asking you, did you listen? And if you didn't listen, did you hear what I said he said? And I'm asking you what your response is to it. It's the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the head of government, making major statements about what his government has achieved and about what he wants to do about affordability in the Bahamas, namely, a bringing VAT on food, many food items from 5% to zero. So I'm asking you what you think. What are your thoughts on that? I'm going to talk about Mr. Rick Fox's announcement. I am going to talk about that. And we may get to the police situation, but it is a national address by the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, head of the government of the Bahamas, our Prime Minister. So I'm asking you, did you listen? What did you think? Just said good morning, good afternoon. Could the VAT reduction be implemented because a lot of Bahamians this past Christmas expressed grave concerns about the price of groceries and really pressed their MP for turkeys, hams, or food vouchers? And the MP is realizing how expensive it is. Turkeys cost up to $90. I don't know if that's why, but I mean, it says, good afternoon, sir, and thanks to the PM from the goodness of his heart, I can now go into the food stores as of April Fool's Day, and instead of paying $100 for my item announced by him, I can now pay $95. Save $5, brother. Save $5. And that's $5. Okay? How often do you go to the food store? Maybe say once a week. There's 52 weeks in the year, $5 times 52, that would take you to about $210 a, if my calculations are correct. Don't hold me to it, but I was trying to do it in my head. I don't try to do that too much these days. $260. You save $260 in the whole year. You know what you could do with $260? Maybe depending on the size of your home, you could pay one of your BPL bills. And I'm serious, right? Anybody else? What did you think of the Prime Minister's national address? I remember when national addresses used to be announced, like, I don't know, there used to be real anticipation. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. I thought this address was gonna be could have been an announcement of elections. I know if that would happen, I'd be getting all kinds of texts and so forth and so forth. But that wasn't what it was about. PM took to the air, first part of the year, to tell us about his affordability efforts on behalf of Bahamians. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller. Hello. All right. Don't know what's going on there. I hear you. All right. So y'all are talking. The PM made a whole speech. Nobody care. Nobody happy. The PM give them zero VAT on food. No one. I heard all kinds of people calling and talking about the police officer and the tourists and the video and them, but the PM's national address is now 537. Bah. You know, if I were the PM, I'd be concerned about that. Because Bahamians are very responsive to things that impress them, to things that, you know, make them feel good, to things that improve, they believe, their circumstances, and they talk about it. They will. They'll get jump on, oh, you hear. And I am almost 40 minutes into this show talking about the PM, and you don't notice, I mentioned all the things the PM said he did. Most of the things PM said he did, and so I hadn't made any commentary on them. And most normally I get plenty callers in Texas, you know. I mean, last time I asked you all who was registered and what have you, almost 100 people texted or called in. Nothing? I'm not saying anything until after the break. Because after the break, I'll talk about what I think, and then after that, I'm not talking about this anymore. So I'm giving you some time. What was your reaction, response to the national address by the Prime Minister last night? Did you listen? Did you hear what I said? He said, what did you think? It says, PM should be concerned. Bahamians are not falling for political rhetoric. Ring the bell, says that text. Okay. Let me see. This text says, good day. I thought the statement would have been about election deed as well, but I think the content of his statement last night is election drug. This may be a lot of election strategy if you take into account all the things that are going on in the country around the world. Okay, so you think it was a speech priming people for election. Well, you know, I mean, curiously enough, he repeated a number of things he says in his speeches about what the government has accomplished and so forth. So he did take occasion to outline those things and then to provide this note about, and then to provide the announcement about the 5% to 0%. You think that's priming for maybe an election announcement? Okay. Anybody else? What's your name? I'm asking you. You all hear that? Nothing. The whole Prime Minister of Bahamas gave a national address. This text says, Mr. Lang, I didn't hear the address. And to be honest, I was surprised when I heard of it this morning. Why was it so unceremonial as in not prior announcement? I am hearing about what he said, but it's as if it never happened. The Prime Minister, there was an announcement about the speech. I mean, I saw it on social media. Whether it was ceremoniously announced, I can't say, but I know it was announced in advance, that's for sure. This text says, unimpressed. A lot of real issues are not addressed. This election will be one to remember, says that text. Okay? Anyone else? Your thoughts? Zero percent on food. Why would you not be excited about that? Nothing. PM Manchin, 14 new or expanded airports. 14 new or expanded airports. That's a lot. Roads, docks, thousands of people enrolled in an upskilling program. Thousands. National Youth Guard. Wow. Crickets. So, anybody else before I mention one or two things? This says, it seems as if the only thing voters are now concerned about is when are the next general elections to be held. You could be right. You could be right. So I think that certainly we'll get settled once the election is held. That's for sure. Said, good day, Mr. Lang. Me and my crew are ready to vote. We are not impressed, says this texter. This text says, you should ask PLP supporters to call and text in and defend the Prime Minister's address, and you may get some more bites laugh out loud. I mean, they of course, they're free to text them, but you know, a PLP supporter told me that PLPs don't listen to my show because I'm FNM, and the people who listen to this show are FNMs. Apparently, though, they could always tell people what I said. And if I say something that they agree with, these are PLP supporters I'm talking about, they will use it as a meme, especially if it does offend FNM supporters. I know it's a little something. But PLP supporters listen to the show. And they're not calling in, okay? They might, like one of them told me, and when people get rowdy. This text says, I really am interested in the new Bahamian team trying to acquire the port authority in Grand Bahama. Yeah, that's something we'll talk about at some point. I'm not sure we get there today, but interesting. Says, hi, Zhivago. What you are hearing from your audience is a big collective yawn. You think so? That play was as predictable as day follow night. People are looking for real leadership, says this text. This text, good afternoon, I heard it. It was underwhelming. The VAT promise is not a bad thing, and the other issues seem lofty and redundant. Also, so brief and lack supporting documentation, says stuff. This text says, good afternoon. It's too many things going on in the country to be impressed by this VAT decrease. Healthcare PMH for one. Thank you. This text says, good day, Chicago. Interesting topic. Please ask your producer to check your mic volume. I have a mic volume problem. Okay. It is half the sound of your commercials. Oh, that's not unusual, though. You'll find even on YouTube and them that the commercial volume is always higher than even the main thing you're looking at. So that's not unusual. As long as you're able to hear me, that's better. And I mean, we'd always like great sound. But this is a thing. And I didn't know this until I learned this. And I observe it. That commercial volumes are always higher than the main thing. Says, I was very disappointed in the PM speech. I too thought it would be about elections, laugh out loud, but it appeared to be about his campaign of what was accomplished. While I'm grateful for the decrease in VAT, because of his monotone and running on about accomplishments, sadly, I missed the part about the decrease in VAT and only learned the news this morning. I couldn't wait to hear from you today to further discuss what I missed. Laugh out loud, okay? This text says, good afternoon. I think you are very unbiased. I asked my husband the other day if he thinks you're still FNM. Really? You better don't tell PFPs. That PFPs, they definitely don't think. Some of them, not all of them, no. There's some few who we hear from, especially them who's called me and cursed me. They don't think so, because the only time I'm ever unbiased is when I say something that they think supports their cause. I am not unbiased. That's true. I keep telling you that. You cannot be and have been as intimately involved with a political party as I was, having served in government through a party as I was, and not be unbiased. What I am, though, is quite capable of taking my bias off from in the front of my face, looking, I agree with that, I don't agree with that, and it don't make no difference with offense. That is true about me. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Lang, your host. We're going to take another break. Pay our respects to our marvelous sponsors. We'll be back.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Ulang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to call us on 323-6232, 323-6232, or 325-4316, 325-4316. Or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. If you're in the Swampy Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. This text says, I think that most of the nation is just ready for him to call the election. And so only those who are supporters will have praise for what he said. Those things could have been an announcement and, in fairness, low-hanging fruit. This VAT increase, decrease in the public is old now, and pretty clear that the strategy is to break things, then pretend to fix it. The public over it, man. says the text. People don't care about those things. Immigration for me, okay? This text is VAT or food. Wasn't this where the previous administration left it? Pretty much. Yeah. Good day, Mr. Lang. I'm waiting for the prime minister to ring the bell. What about all the potholes? There is one through the corner. This text, afternoon, Mr. Lang. The PM didn't mention anything about vexing problem affecting the country, immigration. This text says the renovations of the airport, will they do for the election or is it to have people re-elect the PLP? This text says, Mr. Lang, while we thank the PM for the reduction on 5% or 5%, what about the items on the 10% VAT in food stores? Okay. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. And you?
Ah, everything is great, man. Great. Well, here's three. I'm going to try to give you three interesting points. Firstly, yep, the number one thing on that list is that everybody wants to see really how we're going to fix that matter. Second thing is, as far as the airports are concerned, this is why I really called. There's this announcement about approximately 14 new airports being built in the Bahamas.
New or expanded.
Okay, thank you for the extension. Yeah. I wanted to find out basically what criteria they use in order to do the 14 new airports. I mean, do we have new airline carriers around the world planning to come here with large aircraft to really bring more persons into the country?
No. Before you go there, honestly, 14 new airports?
That's what I'm asking.
In the Bahamas? In the last 4 years?
That's what I'm asking. 5 years?
No, I'm asking you, bro. We have 29 inhabited islands in the Bahamas. We built or expanded 14 new airports?
Well, wasn't
I don't
is,
know.
Is,
I don't,
is that the announcement
the
that was given?
That's the announcement. I would love to get the listing of that. That would have happened really by like stealth. I mean, honestly, I did not know. I know that the government has been putting out RFPs for the development or construction and or expansion of airports, but that the Prime Minister's announcement says 14 new and or expanded airports. I really would love to get that listing.
Well, that is why I'm bringing it to the attention of the public. I want them to pay attention to what's being said. Some of these things fly over the head and we are not analyzed. A lot of persons do not analyze fully what is really being said here. This is what caught my attention.
Well, let me give you an example. Let me give you an example of something you just said. Let me give you an example. So the Prime Minister said that when the F&M taking it from 7.5% by 60%, sorry, taking it from 7.5% to 10 to 12%, he said that there was a massive decrease in consumer spending. First of all, I'd love to see what supports that. But secondly, think about that for a moment. Massive decrease of $2 billion followed a 60% increase. Do you know that when VAT was increased from 0 to 7.5%, meaning when it was introduced, that was a 700%+ increase. What happened after that?
What happened after that? Basically, yeah. From my understanding, is that the revenues, I think, even increased even more in terms of what they took in terms of taxation.
He was talking about the increase causing a $2 billion decrease in consumer spending, which if that had happened, should have translated into a economic decline. In 2018, if you look at the Bahamian economy from 2017 to 2019, it showed only growth in every year.
So in other words, it's more like If that, the way you stated that, that simply means that what we have to, like I said again, we have to be very careful and watch carefully or listen carefully to what is being said, because if there was a loss somewhere, then the loss should have remained a loss. But in fact, the loss actually was an increase, and is being distorted as if it's a loss. But, you know, paying very, very close attention to the utterances of these of our politicians, because a lot of half-truths are being put out there, and we need persons to be very cognizant and keep very watchful on what's being said out there and make sure that what they're saying matches what is actually happening on the ground. My last point here, Chicago, so I can clear the line. I'm always interested in these two things. One, the banks and these fees that they put on. I just had an incident about a couple weeks ago, and I brought that to the public. I have yet to hear anyone from the financial sector talk about it, and that is, if you issued a check and the check has your name on it, why can I not take that check and go to the person who issued the check to me, to his bank, over the counter, and receive my funds for it instead of me depositing the check to my account to go to clear my bank, to go to their bank, for that to be cleared at their bank before I could get the money 3-4 days later? That doesn't make any sense to me, because it happened in the country of origin where the bank exists, or is it just here in the Bahamas? My last point, so I could clear the line. The expansion of the Lyndon Pillen International Airport. We know our longest runway there is 1329. And I wanted to know, with all the other land that goes further, well, some people say south, but some people say west, to extend that runway so the larger aircraft can come into this country. Are there any talks about that expansion as far as LPIA is concerned? Thanks for taking my call. I continue to listen, Chicago.
Appreciate your calling. I don't know. I know that some, if not all, the banks insist that for you to cash a check at their drawn on their bank, you have to have an account there. I think that's ridiculous. I don't know the rationale is for it, but banking in the Bahamas in some ways really just, I don't know. There must be a rationale for doing it. I don't know, but I just find that, like, that's just so different. Right. This text says, addressed these four matters: the immigration crisis, resolution to the high cost of the light bill, hospital and healthcare, bank fees and charges. Says that text. You mean the PM's address did not address those things? Is what you're saying? This says that the PM thinks Bahamians are stupid. For 4 years, the PM leaves VAT on breadbasket items, and now the election is coming, and the government knows that they are in trouble and seems desperate. This lousy PLP government was warned by the opposition not to put VAT on breadbasket items, medicine, and other things that were very free. Also, the yachting and boating situation, the opposition warned them to leave it alone because these people would go elsewhere, and they did. This government has made a lot of missteps that have hurt the Bahamian people and caused them to suffer under this lousy PLP administration, which I think is the worst ever, says that Dexter. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. My concern is about healthcare and immigration. And the VAT reduction will only be for the next, when we were hurting from it for so long. This is so sad for me about this address. Thank you, says that texter. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today. We're going to take a break for news. And then when we come back, I'm going to finish up and give you some thoughts on it. And then we'll continue our discussion. We'll be back after the news break.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. I'm not afraid to take a stand, everybody.
together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, just let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, the VAT revenues did go down under Peter Turnquest's VAT percentage increase. I recall there was actually a national campaign to buy less in response. It is also possible that simultaneously tourism numbers made up for the losses, so that while there was growth, there was potential for more growth had the VAT rate not increased. Okay, you are getting all kinds of things mixed up here, friend. Okay, so what the prime minister said was not that VAT revenues went down. He didn't even say government revenue went down. He said consumer spending went down by $2 billion. The only way you can get that number or that figure is from the gross domestic product calculations of the Bahamas National Statistical Institute. And so you would have to also mention periods, okay? He said that when they increased the VAT, that the consumer spending, not government revenue, not VAT revenue, consumer spending went down. Consumer spending is a component of the gross domestic product. The gross domestic product consists of private consumption, public consumption, export, imports, revenue and government expenditure, investments and savings, netted off. So that's what goes into it. So the only way for you to know what happened to consumer spending in any period is to have to get that number from the gross domestic product calculations of the BNSI. And I guarantee you, ain't much of y'all be looking at that. That takes some time, right? You got to go through their their reporting to do that. Okay, so you're a little mixed up with what the prime minister was talking about. This says, is Freeport part of the airport being built? No, nothing is happening with the airport, Freeport. This text says, it's amazing PLP supporters are not celebrating in mass the announcement made by the PM. Many are disappointed, perhaps a tell sign on what's to come. It's interesting. I also honestly, like, so let me tell you, I'm going to say this real quick because I have some other things I want to go on to. I really found it interesting with all the things the prime minister mentioned. The prime minister has not mentioned a reduction in the murder rate. How do you explain that? I mean, that to me is a major accomplishment, but it has not been mentioned by the PM or them in any major announcement, not even in their listing of all achievements made for the year. I am just baffled at that. Really baffled, right? Now, a reduction in VAT, of course, that's good. It's good. I mean, it's better than an increase. It's good. I don't know that it'll get, just like the other decreases, I don't know that it'll get much play because things are still, the cost of living is still just high, period. And a 5% reduction on the food component of your budget isn't going to be an impressively impactful scenario, even if the savings are passed on, because that's the big if. What do these store owners do in response to this 5% reduction? Because if that means they get a 5%, the equivalent of that percentage increase in their own profit line, all else being equal. So unless that savings is passed on, there's no guarantee. Take them, The government cannot make them pass that savings on except on breadbasket items. And still, that depends on whether they can justify any cost increases. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Yes, ma'am, how are you?
And happy new year to you and your family.
To you as well.
I am all of the speech that the Prime Minister made. And I'm trying to find out, did the Prime Minister say anything about the PMH?
No.
That is just number mentioned, one, Mr. Lang.
No, he didn't mention that they were building these two new hospitals.
Mr. Lang, we need something like now. Our people are dying daily at PMH. That's the major one concern for me. And if he didn't say anything about PMH, boo on him. Because when he is sick or his family is sick or any of them that is sitting in Parliament is sick, they don't go to PMH. But the regular Bahamian go there. And if that build, we don't need no building right now. We need expansion, make things better for all of our people, the majority of the poor people. That's what he should be talking about. I don't want to hear about no 5% or no VAT or nothing like that. Health care and immigration, number one and number two. Thank you, Mr. Lang, for letting me know
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Now, to be clear, people die because of many reasons, right? Mostly from, you know, the illnesses that they may have contracted, or maybe from or some emergency situation, having been shot or gotten in an accident, or maybe because they have cancer or something, and whatever it is beyond their medical treatment. So let's be clear that there's nothing new about people passing away at the Princess Margaret Hospital. Now, if you're saying that there are circumstances where people are passing away because there's not sufficient medical care and attention, okay, that's a different story, but I just want to put that in some context for you, right? I had prostate cancer surgery. Do you know, you all know where I had it? At PMH. Just so you know, right? Okay. So I was curious to hear that Rick Fox would be running in St. James. Not because he said he would be running in St. James, because that's no problem with that. He could have announced it for any constituency he wanted. And again, Rick Fox is a Bahamian, has a legitimate right to run in the next election wherever he chooses. What I found curious was that he indicated he was running in St. James, but when asked about if he was running for a party, he said he hadn't decided yet. Do you want me to tell you something? An announcement by him that he's running in St. James but hasn't decided which party was an announcement by him that he's running independent, because I can't see one single party allowing him to run in a constituency he said he could run in before they agreed he could join them. Can't see it. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, sir. Good day.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good day.
Hey, what's up? Yes,
hello?
Hi. Yes, ma'am, I'm listening to you.
You know, we're talking about reduction of VAT on food. Is that all food? Is that cooked food as well?
No, not cooked food. It doesn't include cooked food.
A lot of people don't cook these days. A lot of people go to fast food or go to the delis.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Yeah, but it's not on cooked food, no.
Right, so, you know, and see, the Prime Minister seems to trying to make a tempo on the cost of living. That's, for me, that's a poor attempt. The cost of living is about duties on everything, you know? If I want to start a business as a Bahamian, a trucking business, I got to pay duties on my equipment, you know? But they sign deals with investors or PPPs with people no VAT. No duties on their equipment, I would assume.
Yeah. Some businesses that Bahamians are in can get the duty free exemptions. Like if you under the manufacturers industry, the Industries Encouragement Act, if you're under the Hotel Encouragement Act, and all, and some of these other things, you can, and many of the agricultural agriculture people can get their stuff in duty free. If you're in Freeport, you can get your stuff bonded if you are licensee of the Port Authority. So yes, but there are a lot of businesses that can't, and you're right about that.
Yeah, and you know, for me, you know, with this majority rule, right? This and or our independence and the like, you know, it's there's no help to the masses when all you do is replace the color of the oligarchs. You know, it doesn't help the masses. You know, government needs to govern for the masses. You know, and governing for the masses, especially the poor. You know, it's about taxing the people that can afford the tax to be taxed. You know, the income tax. When are we gonna do the income tax? You know, and take away, they could do it out of that. You know, do a regressive income tax. The more you make, the more you pay. You know, they're running away from that. You see. So us in the Bahamas, we got issues, man. All we got to do is look to the north, look to the U.S. and see their policies and see how unfair their policies are, their policies. U.S. how the policies are at home today, you know. So it's no fairness. It's about, it's all about the oligarchs, and everybody can see it. So there's no difference here.
Right,
you know, so we got to be real, you know, saying and you know, be different. You know, everybody's not right. The same.
I got you, brother. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you calling. Okay. This text says, Rick must be delusional or think that we are ignorant. He needs to come clean, man. Come clean? What does he need to come clean about? I mean, remember, Rick Falk can say what he wants, do what he wants within the limits of the law. So he doesn't have to come clean about anything. He came clean. He said he's going to run in St. James. They ask him who he's running for. He's saying, commit to nobody yet. So he doesn't have to come clean. If I'm any of those political parties, I think I could tell you what time it is right now, because you cannot assume this position. You tell me where you're going to run before you even join me? Well, who's the vehicle here, me or you? Who cares who, me or you? That, to me, is like, that's how you get disqualified. You ain't running for me. You can run independent, but you will not be running for me. You telling me, you think the chairman could tell the FNM where he want to run? Huh? And that's no issue whatsoever. I want to run in Kalani. I want to run in this. Deputy, and maybe the leader, but even the leader ain't do that. You can say, I'm running in St. James. They just create this constituency because you live in it. Your people live in it. You work in it. Work where in it? Where did you work? Where in St. James do you work? And you can just say that, but you're not running for any of the, you're not a part of any of the parties. You haven't joined a party. You have no history with any of the parties. Listen, if your Vago Lang was leader of the FNF, the PLP, the DNA, or the COI, you don't have to worry about me. That can't happen. That cannot happen. You don't have to worry about me. Listen, but best of luck to you, sir. Best of luck to you. Have a great day. Best of luck to you. Says, if he has a contribution to make, then fine. As an MP, that's a bit of a soul who is advising me. Of course, he can make a contribution as an MP, I think, if you get elected, independently or not. Of course, he can go in the House of Assembly. He can speak. He can debate. I'm sure he can go and make a contribution to some government, if the government is in office. I'm sure that's happened, but I don't want people to mistake. And if I were talking to Rick Fox himself, I would be telling him this. Your approach, it ignores or demonstrates significant disrespect or disregard for how things work there. And this is things that ain't working well. This is normal basic, sensible things that work here. You cannot tell a party, oh, I can run in St. James. You in this party? No. That's like telling a woman, me and you can get married. And you and I ain't date yet one time. But me and you get married on the 26th of June, though. But bro, me and you ain't dating. And even if we had discussions, we are not dating, though. And you can tell me you can marry me? No, I don't think so. Very, very curious. Say, come clean which party he is leaning towards. Why would that help me? Come clean with which party you're leaning towards? Why? What is the, how is that helpful? Leaning towards? No, man. First of all, before you go and announce where you're running, you cannot do that before you join a party if you can join to run. Period. No matter question of leaning. This is, you cannot tell people you're running in a constituency and then at the same time be unsure about which party you're going to be a part of. It's not. This is not the NBA draft. Not. That is not how you do it. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Brother Lang, how you do?
I'm right here, man.
Good, man. Listen to me. The more me personally, I hear from this Mr. Rick Falk gentleman, the more he turned me away. Because he sounds like a person. If he were to hook up himself with a party and something happens and don't go the way he wanted to go, he could be a big problem. If I was the chairman of a political body or the leader, I would have stayed far from him. Like you said, he don't tell you that he running, he even is sure if he running independent or if he going to form himself at a party. But he don't tell you he getting it in James. So that means the minute you say, okay, you're a part of us, but we already have somebody for St. James, that's a problem.
Yep.
That's a problem.
Yep.
Somebody like him,
yep.
You got to stay far from him. Let him run. He could run, you know. He could run in St. James, but I believe Rick Fox is calling a bluff. He's serious. He's calling a bluff. Maybe next election, he might decide to run. He's trying to bluff. He's trying to feel his way to see what type of feeling he'd get, what type of thing he could get. He's serious.
You think so?
No, he's serious.
You think so?
If he runs, I'll be very, very, very surprised. He's trying to call bluff.
Mm.
5 to 8 months out of general election. And he ain't aligning himself with a party as yet. From he was talking about, he wants to run. He's serious. Somebody's supposed to be at least by now seeing him with some meetings with somebody or trying to negotiate with somebody. He's serious. He's trying to call bluff. He's trying to get attention for politics. So next time around, he could now use that as a part of his bio. Monty, I tried. Yep. I tried and 2026, but this thing and that thing, but now I'm here. See,
let me
hold on.
But let me say this to you, because you're a political insider. He says he's been talking to both sides. Let me tell you,
yeah.
Tell me if, you know, possible chance they have no discussions with the PLP about him running. And if they were serious and interested in him, he wouldn't have been already somebody.
He would have been ratified. With the first group. Listen to me. I think the PLP listen to me sometime. Sometime I go to a meeting and think they think I would tell them stay far from him. Stay far away from him. If he wants to help some Bahamian people in politics, why you don't try running in Freetown or St. Barnabas or Anglestan or being in Grandstand or Or even I hear you say somebody say you wanted to come in Gardner's. Even in God, come in the inner city. Come and you can help some people.
No, but I don't think it's a problem with him wanting to run wherever he runs, especially if he lives in a community. I don't think that's an issue. But I just think, and for me, this is about approach. This is what it is, right? I'm a Jew. Like, it's a cautionary note to me that someone is dangling themselves out there as if they are a prize that you need more than they need than you. I think that that's a problem in politics.
That's a challenge. Line, let me go on this point. I want you to catch this point I'm going to say. It's like a woman. No two men are buying the lottery. So she playing with the two of them. Whoever win the lottery, you know, I always is with you. So he deciding on both sides of the fence. The two major parties, he's trying to play them as some type of toy. In hopes of whoever he see clearing the way the most, then he'll jump on that side.
Yeah, well, we can see how it rolls. Appreciate you calling. Thanks a lot. This text says consumer spending goes down when unemployment is high, or consumers are saving more because of the economy's pressure on the consumer pockets. Simple economics. That's true. Of course, if you increase taxes, that could reduce consumer spending as well. So it's possible that if you increase taxes for consumer spending to go down. What I'm saying is that, one, consumers, where is the data to support what the PM said? And then two, if consumer spending went down when you increase VAT by 60%, what happened when you increase it by 750%? Because VAT went from 0 to 7.5 when it was introduced. What happened then? That's the question. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, yeah. Please, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I don't know if I spoke with you for the new year, but Happy New Year if I didn't.
Happy New Year, my friend.
You know, Mr. Lang, I don't know, Mr. Post, but we don't, you know, celebrity status don't mean nothing to us, you know. You could be the biggest celebrity in the world. You come to Bahamas, nobody goes run behind you and you know, rush you, and you got to be high and come eight. Incognito, whatever it is. Famous don't run behind celebrities like that. So I don't know what Mr. Fox, and I don't know, maybe he, even the younger generation, they hung up so much on these celebrities and whatnot. As a Bahamian, he said he wants to make a contribution to the development of his country. So be it. But, because of who you are and whatever it is, that we automatically is going to, gravitate to you. Yeah?
Okay, so I'm not a celebrity. I am no wealthy human being or somebody, right? But I can tell you this, right? If I wanted to get in the House of Assembly today, if I wanted to, first of all, I recognize I would need to have the best chance of getting in the House of Assembly, I need to be a part of one of the two major political parties.
And,
I know that for a fact.
And that is okay? what majority rule did away with. The fact that you had to have land, you have to have wealth, you had to have status and whatever it is, you know. So your wealth doesn't mean anything, you know, and even as an independent person, you know, that still doesn't guarantee you that you will win that seat. Because like Mr. Bishop Leish said at the service yesterday, that, you know, Bahamians will take your money, food and drink up your rum, and still turn around and vote against you. You know what I mean? So that don't take easy. Like I said, there's a newer generation of voters right now. They'll come to your rally, come to your party, wear your T-shirts, and still go and vote against you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it's like I said, your best chances is to run in an established political party. And then secondly, you have to work with that party. You cannot appear to be someone who is the salvation, savior, or grand this of the party. That can't happen.
You, Junior, tell that to Dr. Minnis, too.
then you see what's happening there. So there you go.
And yes, we have had very few independents, Deanne and Andres. I think there was a Cartwright once or twice.
But
we have very few independent.
And they've always won under special circumstances. Ingram was independent candidate. The F&M didn't challenge. Christie was independent candidate. The F&M didn't challenge. So forth. Whitney Bastian, and then a Mr. Cartwright out of West End, and years and years and years ago, were among the few genuine independent candidates to win in a general election. Of course, Mr. Randall Fox too.
Randall Forbes, and Alvin Brennan.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, brother. Like, thanks a lot for calling. All right. This text says he wants to be the leader or deputy leader. He doesn't feel like he has to anyone because he played basketball at the highest level. He knows about teamwork, and this is unprofessional and unseemly, said that texter. All right, we're going to take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, listening to Z Live, I'm Shivago Langer. Oh, okay, let's take that call in. Before we go, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, good name is Elaine. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Good, man. Mr.
Hey, I can hear you, man. What's up?
That McCoss is responsible for the run for the government, for a seat, right? I was very surprised. I'll tell you why, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't have to be a member of parliament to contribute to national development. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You're making $30,000 a year, whatever they're making, right? There's no need, as far as I'm concerned, for him to be politics at this time, because he can make a contribution outside of House of Assembly, given his superstar status. I think he probably do more outside of House of Assembly. And I agree with your point that when he said he's running Kalani without consulting or being ratified, being in the party.
St. James.
Yeah, that is very disrespectful. Mm-hmm. If, in fact, he wants to run for one of the major parties, or a COI, that's very disrespectful. But he can make a contribution.
And I think
outside of House of Assembly.
I think that ship didn't sail, running for any of them parties. I could be wrong, but I think that ship didn't sail.
Thank you, sir.
He'll be running independent. He'll be running independent or COI or DNA. All right, my friend. Thanks a lot. Thanks. Yeah, man, for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take another break. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand. Everybody. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, letting you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Better. Head to Burger King Nassau. You'll see our legendary Whopper with cheese is made with 100% flame grilled beef for that juicy and smoky barbecue flavor you love. Topped with fresh ingredients and nestled in an even fluffier bun. And right now, enjoy BK's Whopper with cheese combo with fries and a drink for just $9, including that. The King gives more food and more flavor for an unbeatable price. Taste the flame grilled difference at any of Burger King's 7 locations in Nassau.
great news. Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can also call us on 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Of course, from the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. This text says, "Good day, Mr. Lang. I spoke with a hardcore PLP supporter, and he sounded disappointed in his government, but he said to me that he is not voting. So I asked him why, and he said that he does not like what he sees in the last 4 years. He also told me that he is not voting." Okay. This says, "Good evening, Mr. Lang. I think the PM didn't mention the decrease in murder rate. It's because we're still averaging 17 murders per 100,000 when the standard in five murders per 100,000. Yeah, but you headed in the right direction, so why not mention it? Even if it's not where you want it, it's better than when it was, and that's improvement, right? You know, he says, interestingly enough, the prime minister does not and did not mention too many economic statistics in the list of achievements. He did not. He says, this text says, I asked him to give Mr. Pintard a chance, but he just continued to say that he is not voting. Wow, okay. This says, there you go again campaigning. How go again playing with the words from the PM speech, which is very good, but how is it you don't do the same with the leader of the opposition? And I keep saying to you, there you go again. Rather than talking about what the PM's opportunity to do, I mean, see, you are awfully biased. The whole time I read the PM speech, I said nothing. I gave no views. In fact, I gave limited views on the PM's speech. Anybody who's been listening to the show all day could tell you that. But you know what? I sympathize with your inability to see anything other than whatever is in your way as a bias for the PLP. Right? I do. Right? Because Michael Pintard didn't give a national address last night. My prime minister did. And rather than you talk about the good things that the prime minister said, I mentioned them. You didn't even mention them. I'm a better PLP than you. Better PLP supporter than you. I mentioned what the prime minister said. You come on here to rile me. You're obsessed with why you listen to the show. This text says, Rick might have already struck a deal behind closed doors. Trust me when I tell you, if he struck a deal, he ain't struck no deal. He ain't strike no deal. You ain't got to worry about that. I can assure you that. This text says, Mr. Lang, PM didn't address anything important. PMH, government cutbacks on MPs, traveling, airports, and especially the illegal invasion. I'm alarmed that you know nothing about the PMH challenges. I don't know. Also, you, a former MP, not a regular patient, plus people charging 10%, plus right now, that the announcement was done by AI, not PM. Was he that I, you were surprised? I don't know about the challenges at PMH. Are you serious? Huh? You are you serious? Wow. Because I said I did a surgery there. Really? Wow. Boy, some of y'all are dangerous. This Texas, I think he will run independent. And if he wins his seat, he will align with one of the party or the other. Mm. Okay. It says, good day, Mr. Lang, Julie, Mr. M, Mr. PLP himself. Julian, Mr. PLP himself called and spent his contribution on Rick Fox and didn't even mention the PM address last night. That's true. That's interesting. That's true. That tells me the PM address was a major flop. That's an interesting observation. That is true. But you notice the fellow who texts me, who I know is a PLP supporter, only texted around me. He didn't say anything but the PM speech either. Let me see. I'm going to read him again. He might have said the PM speech is good. Let me see. There you go again. He says, I'll go. This I can read exactly what he text. How go again, playing with words from the PM speech, which is very good, but how is it you don't do the same for the leader of opposition? You don't mention what in the speech is so very good. You don't think that would have been a good opportunity to prop up and to promote the party you support? No, you spend time talking about me. So good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I was hopeful for Rick Fox until he did two things. One, did a total 180 from Garden Hills with no explanation. Two, the language of his announcement made it look like it. Suck my teeth. Okay. Name in politics will humble you now. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Pleasant good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Same old 6 and 7, Grandam used to say. I have a perspective. And it might come across as a little idealistic, but I'm going to offer it anyway. So the presumption, and history suggests and has proven that independent candidates very rarely, unless there's some deal cut with the two major political organizations to date, haven't been that successful. But idealistic as it may be, the fact that there's a foregone conclusion that he cannot, I've heard the word can't used several times, what would it mean for any sitting government or one vying for government, right, if Mr. Fox did run as an independent? And because you hear the frustrations on your show all the time, and I'm sure as you move about the political lines, and some that aren't necessarily always that, right? The frustration of Bahamians. So if he was elected in St. James, do you think that that might cause the two major organizations, with no affiliation, mind you, no deal cut, to maybe adjust and really work to the satisfaction of the Bahamian populace? You ain't gonna please everybody all the time, but do a better job. Because I think if you polled your callers, I'm sure they'd have a lot to say about the failures and some of the things that might appear to be simple to address that we just haven't. Do you think it would get their attention to maybe do a better job at governance?
Well, I think if an independent candidate wins in any one of these constituencies, even if a COI candidate wins in any of these constituencies, both political parties will have to take a relook at what they are saying. The problem is what you are describing as frustration on the part of Bahamians about either political parties, etc., isn't new. And yet, we just had a by-election in Golden Isles. And what did the COI or the independents do? The independent candidate got maybe 4 or 5 or 8 or 7 votes. The COI got 2 more votes than they got in the general election.
So I agree with you. You're right. Yeah. But those individuals are not the exposure, the caliber that Rick Fox brings all onto himself. Not that that's any political capital per se, you know.
Well, that's the only way. That's the only reason it could matter, though, because Granville McCartney, when he started the DNA, I think, was probably the best independent candidate of that order to really garner something. And he went into a constituency that he had represented under the PLP, and he couldn't win. He could not only couldn't win.
I get it, and you're right. And that's why I said it hasn't proven to be successful. But I think just ultimately, things need to be shook up around here. The foregone conclusion, and I get the history of it,
the only problem, you could be right, but here's what the problem is, though. Rick Fox doesn't see life like you see it, because Rick Fox isn't saying, I'm running independent. Rick Fox says, I ain't decided yet which one of these parties I can run for or if I can run independent. So he is not trying to shake nothing up. He's trying to figure out something.
I would just like, honestly, that hearing the words like can't, hearing words like that have all but determined that it is impossible for it to happen. Not just him.
No, sir. You don't hear those words, because we already conceded Whitney Bastianman as an independent candidate.
With an understanding, though, right? Mr. Lang, behind the scenes, and who didn't run candidates.
No, sir,
that's something separate and apart.
No, that's not true. Whitney Bastian ran and contested against the PLP and FNM. It's untrue. He won as a pure independent candidate.
Point taken.
And did so in South Andras?
I got you.
Yeah, man, no problem. Yeah, man. Okay, guy. In South Andras, he won. And he was ferocious in the House of Assembly. Ferocious. I mean, I used to take a delight in listening to him in the House of Assembly. All right, we're going to take our final break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivara Lang, your host. We'll be back after this final break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's Clarks and Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Wendy's has brand new chicken tenders.
And they're everything you've been craving.
Crispy, juicy,
and seasoned just right.
These tenders bring the flavor from the very first bite.
Dip them,
dunk them,
love them.
With sauces like sweet chili,
scorching hot,
ranch,
honey barbecue,
honey mustard,
and Wendy's signature sauce.
Grab them as a kid's meal.
Enjoy them on their own.
Or make it a combo
that hits the spot
every time.
For tenders you're gonna know by name,
it's gotta be Wendy's.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand.
We'll walk this on. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. This text says, bless his heart, but that caller dreaming to think Rick could win a seat as an independent. C. Allen say, I am considering running in the upcoming election. I haven't decided yet whether to run in Cat Island, Rumkey, or Marco City, and I am still determining which political party to align with, as I have supported both in the past. To my knowledge, no candidate have been nominated for either seat by either party at this time. Say yes, I would, and he said I would have better odds with winning with them than Fox now does. Boy, you're on to something. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you,
Mr. Lang.
Hi, go ahead. Yes, yes. Hi, how you doing?
Very good. Listen, as regards Mr. Fox, question.
Mm-hmm.
As a politician or MP, if he was to win, would he be any worse than the representation we have been having through the years? Because many of our so-called seasoned politicians are lousy. So will he be any worse?
No, no, I don't think so.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, no problems. So this text says, for the benefit of those of us who leave much to be desired with our utterances, says, I came across a quote by Martin Luther King Jr. that says, there's nothing more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscious stupidity. The latter seems constantly evident. Oh, boy. We don't have no other callers on the line, eh? This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. It says, I don't like the fact that people believe or accept the fact that you have to be a part of a political party to win a seat in parliament. I actually like the fact that Mr. Fox is probably not aligned with any political party. The country needs people that are truly independent and able to speak freely. His international presence or celebrity does not change my perception of him. The problem you have, see, is the problem you have is twofold. This is what I can tell. I'm sure your comment and statement is sincere about what you're saying, and the fact that you don't like something, I understand that. That's okay. But the problem you have is it's not a question of people saying you have to be aligned with anything. Nobody said that. What people are pointing to is the fact of our history. I mean, and if you want to buck your toe up against history, that's fine. History could be changed, but the fact of the matter is, independent candidates have been woefully unsuccessful in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. That's a fact. That's not a delusion. People are not delusional to point that out to you. That's a fact. So do you want to ignore the fact? And if you are somebody being intelligent, if you are intelligent, why would you ignore odds when you are trying to accomplish an end? What is the end? I'm trying to get in the House of Assembly. Well, if you are trying to get in the House of Assembly, why would you ignore what is the highest probability of being able to do so, which is being in a political party? It doesn't matter what I like or don't like. The odds are if I jump off a three-story building, when I land, I will break my legs. Oh, I don't like the fact that if I jump off a three-story building, when I land, I'll break my leg, you know. But why would I ignore what is established reality of the way the world works? So that's the first problem you have. The second problem you have is Rick Fox does not agree with you. You keep saying you like the fact that he's an independent candidate. He's not independent. He said, I am talking to both parties and haven't decided yet. And so we are not talking about his decision one way or the other to join a party or not. We're talking about his approach. And his approach is going to damage his ability to join the two parties that are most likely to get him in the House of Assembly so he could do what you think he could do. That's what it is. And for the record, let me explain something to y'all. You can be a part of a political party, go in the House of Assembly, not join the cabinet, and you can speak your mind. But the truth of the matter is, most times you agree with your party. Most times you agree with your party. It's y'all who think people don't agree with their party. And y'all who think people don't agree with their party simply because they begging for their supper. It's y'all who think that. And I'm telling you, you're dead wrong. Dead wrong. All of us, many of us, have had occasion. Ingram, Prime Minister, I don't agree with that. I don't think you should give that speech. I don't think you should say that. I don't think we should do that. But we're not going to come out and tell you that's what we're doing. And that's your problem, is that you think that's what we should do. And you don't even do that in your own household. You wouldn't even do that in your own business. The lodge people wouldn't do it in their own lodge. The church people wouldn't do it in their own churches. But you think politicians should be stupid and just go out and tell them, I don't agree with them. I don't agree with them. It's absolute nonsense. So you can be in a party and still speak up for something. Don't go in the cabinet. Tell them, no, I don't want to join the cabinet, just in case I feel like I want to say something that might block me. I ain't going in the cabinet. But most people won't be in the cabinet. That's the problem. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello, Jabagolai.
Hey, what's up?
All is well. I was thinking if the Bahamian people can get a glimpse on doing things differently with this independence. I think that everybody is trying to link up with parties. I'm talking about everybody, like people, especially the union, and people who want to make a change in our country. I think they need to support the independent candidate more. What do you think?
Let me ask you a question. Give me just one example of something you would like to see done in the Bahamas. Just one example of something. Like something that you think the government could do.
I would like for government to pay more attention to our law enforcement in all categories.
Okay, that's fine. Just stop there. Stop there now. So do you want the government to pay more attention to your law enforcement? Let me ask you a question. How can an independent candidate in the House of Assembly do that? Because for the government to do that, you have to be the government.
Now, that's the next question. A lot of us look for short term. This is not short term. Things, when it comes down to running a country, things get more slowly. This is a big wheel.
No. This is Z-Live. You have to stay on point. I'm talking about getting a thing done. You're not. I'm talking about getting a thing done. Listen to me. You want to get something done. Who has to do it? The government, right?
Yes, sir.
Lyon. So what difference does it make? What difference does it make if it's short or long term? It's the government that has to do it. So how can an independent candidate do what a government needs to do?
Okay, I could talk now.
Yeah, you go ahead. Right in.
All right. You said you asked me a question. And how could they get it done? Now, whether they get it done, whether they're in the government. If most, I wouldn't say all, I would say all candidates focus more on people who are elected them in the time of silly season. This when you're looking for things to change, you have to start off from somewhere. And if you have the people support saying that you're doing something, even if you go like what you said just now with the candidate, the independent candidate that ran and won. And he used to shook up the House of Assembly. He used to look forward to hearing from him, even though he was an independent. He had a voice inside the House of Parliament.
He didn't change one thing in the country, though.
No,
I like to listen to him for entertainment.
Yes, he did. He changed people's way of thinking. Changed people's way of thinking. He showed the PM people that they could have won independent.
Yeah. Right. I agree with now, you. Thank you. I agree with you. Thank you very much. I'm running out of time. I really got to go. Thanks a lot. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us. God spares life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Y'all take care.